Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Pavley, Romero, Runner, Simidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Walk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
We're short of a quorum.
Make that announcement.
If you don't believe me, ask Senator Taylor.
That's right. Take it up with Ralph.
Not yet.
17.
Mr. Bear notices the absence of a quorum. Please direct your sergeants to bring in the absent members.
It's close enough.
And our guests in the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this morning by Chaplain Rabbi Mona Alfie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Brother David Steindl-Rast, a Benedictine monk, teaches us that gratefulness is the key to a happy life that we each hold in our own hands. Because if we are not grateful, there is no matter how much we have, then no matter how much we have, we will not be happy, because we will always want to have something else or something more. May the Holy One make our hearts open to receive and acknowledge the many blessings in our life. May we have a sense of gratitude and awe for all that we have already been given. And may we find that we already possess all that we need to live a life of meaning and purpose. May this be God's will. Amen.
Today's Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Senator Mark Leno. Senators, let's go to the daily file. Senate third reading, Secretary, item number two. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 11 by Senator Benoit relative to National Surveyors Week.
Senator Benoit, you prepare to open on the item?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I'm pleased to honor and honored to bring up Senate Resolution 11 for consideration today. This resolution proclaims the week of March 15th through March 21st as National Surveyors Month. That doesn't work.
Week.
National Surveyors Week. Surveyors are charged with a unique responsibility of employing surveying techniques that accurately determine the position of specific landmarks. This information is often used to establish maps and boundaries which help clarify the location and ownership of land parcels. Throughout the United States, there are over 45,000 professional surveyors and about 3,488 surveyors in California. Former notable surveyors included George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Lewis and Clark.
Senators, we have an item before the floor, and we need to have a little quiet. Please give Senator Benoit your undivided attention.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to quickly recognize two individuals that represent the surveying community in the back of the chambers. Today we have Bill Green, President of the American Council of Engineering Companies, and I also have, I missed the other name, I'm sorry. I'd ask for your I vote on the survey, I mean the vote we're going to take on SR 11.
Any further debate or discussion on this item? Secretary, please call the roll.
Onestad? Aye. Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? Aye. Benoit? Aye. Calderon? Aye. Cedillo? Coghill? Corbett? Coghill, aye. Corbett? Correa? Aye. Cox? Aye. Denham? DeSaunier? Aye. DuCheney? Aye. Dutton? Aye. Flores? Hancock? Harmon? Aye. Hollingsworth? Huff? Huff? Aye. Kehoe? Aye. Leno? Aye. Liu? Aye. Lowenthal? Maldonado? Aye. Negrina McLeod? Aye. Orpeza? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Romero? Aye. Runner? Aye. Simidian? Steinberg? Aye. Strickland? Aye. Walters? Aye. Wiggins? Aye. Welk? Aye. Wright? Weiland? Aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. Simidian, aye.
Ayes 31, no 0. That measure passes. Item number 3, Senator Padilla. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 10 by Senator Padilla relative to National Engineers Week.
Senator Padilla, you may open on the item.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, not to be outdone by surveyors, the week of February 15th through February 21st is also known as National Engineers Week, which we've been recognizing for a few years here. The resolution, SR-10, acknowledges the services bestowed upon the citizens of California by engineers throughout the state. National Engineers Week aims to increase the understanding of the contributions of engineers and to promote engineering and technology careers, as well as math and science literacy in our educational institutions. We all know that our state is heavily reliant upon engineers to maintain and expand upon the infrastructure we have, be it our roads and highways and bridges, or the information superhighway that has spawned the new economy. In the back of our chambers here today, we are joined by Bill Green, President of the California Engineering Education Council, as well as Dr. Amer Makari, Chair of that same council, and Mark Sheehan from the Professional Engineers and California Government. I'd like to recognize them and ask for their assistance as this economic stimulus money is on its way from Washington, whether we're investing in a smart grid or broadband or our much-needed infrastructure. We're counting on you all to be effective, efficient in our investments. So thank you very much, and congratulations.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Senator Negrini McLeod.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Most of you will notice that the women and some of the men I see and some are wearing...
Senator Negrini McLeod, why don't we finish this item and then we'll go to yours. Any further debate or discussion on this item, Secretary? Without objection, we'll substitute the unanimous roll call. Add Senator Hollingsworth.
Ayes
32, no 0.
And runner's on.
And Senator Runner.
Runner's on.
Ayes.
And Senator Lowenthal, we can add.
Senator Lowenthal. Senator Corbett.
34.
Ayes 34, no 0. With that, that measure passes. Senator Negrini McLeod.
Thank you so much. Most of you will notice that members here on the floor are wearing red or wearing a little red dress, men included, and red ties. So today is the day that we celebrate and recognize that this is Heart Month and that women are disproportionately affected by heart disease, just like men. So thank you all for wearing your red today and recognizing that heart disease is a killer of men and women.
Thank you very much, Senator Negrini McLeod. With that, any further business, Senator Steinberg? This is clear.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'd like to announce a brief Democratic caucus immediately following session in the Maddie Lounge. The Senate will stand in recess until 3:30 p.m. today. when the adjournment motion will be placed. In terms of schedule, members, we're going to be on the call of the pro tem for the next number of days. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. All right? I'm not going to set an actual session time for check-in tomorrow. Check-in tomorrow. And then we'll be on the call of the pro tem for the next 4 to 5 days after that. More detail to follow. Thank you. See you in the lounge.
Senator Cogdell.
Who announced a Republican caucus upon adjournment.
Democratic caucus and Republican caucus upon adjournment. With that, Senator Leo.
I'd like to announce the meeting of the Human Services Committee after the caucuses meet in room 2040 today. Thank you.
Human Services is going to meet at 2040 after the Democratic or the two caucuses. With that, senators, Senate is adjourned.